This is the Midday Summary on the RFD Radio Network for a Monday. I'm Jim Taylor. Ag groups continue to offer reaction to China's renewed commitment to purchase U.S. soybeans. Illinois Farm Bureau President Brian Duncan was asked about last week's announcement.
Yeah, I guess I'm waiting for final details. It's a positive step. Again, talking and framework is better than the opposite, okay? So let's just say that. You know, frameworks are good. Let's fill in the gaps and let's see the purchases. It's better than the alternative. It's better than the stalemate we were at. And so let's hope that this is a break in a stalemate that can lead to some long-term significant security for Illinois farmers and long-term security for one of our most important markets, and then is a trend that is followed in a lot of these other markets.
The American Farm Bureau Federation and American Soybean Association both stressed that while the agreement signals improvement, consistent purchases and reliable market access are essential for restoring confidence and stability in U.S.-China agricultural trade. Sizing up the November weather outlook with state climatologist Trent Ford.
Near normal temperatures, near normal precipitation. That pretty much means it's going to be a lot of variability. So, we'll probably have periods of what seems like unseasonable warmth that people can enjoy, and probably some periods of a little bit cooler temperatures. As far as precipitation, the fact that we don't see signals one way or the other suggests that it likely will be pretty variable. So we'll have a bit more of an excited storm track. So possibility to get some storms in there, as we get closer to the later part of the month, closer to St. Thanksgiving, some of those storms can bring something that's not just rain. I don't want to mention the S word yet, but that's something folks can look out for. But as far as the signals from November outlook, there's not a whole lot there, which in my opinion is a good thing, because the last thing that I would want to see with related to our drought conversation we just had was this big dry signal. And right now we're just not seeing that in the outlook. So that's at least a good sign.
And then as far as the winter models, are they clearing up at all? I know we had talked about, I think, a La Nina maybe a little bit wetter than normal this winter. Any new information on that, I guess?
They're just continuing kind of to lean into that La Nina signal. So which generally is wetter than normal winter. So December, January, February, in kind of the central to southern parts of the state, and can be colder than normal in the northern part of the state.
You're listening to the RFD Radio Network.